A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the village of Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. There they gave him a banquet, at which Martha served. Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary brought a pound of costly perfume made from genuine aromatic nard, with which she anointed Jesus' feet. Then she dried his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the ointment's fragrance. Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one about to hand him over, protested, "Why was this perfume not sold? It could have brought 300 silver pieces, and the money have been given to the poor." He did not say this out of concern for the poor, but because he was a thief. He held the purse and used to help himself to what was deposited there. To this, Jesus replied, "Leave her alone. Let her keep it against the day they prepare me for burial. The poor you always have with you, but me you will not always have." The great crowd of Jews discovered he was there and came out, not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Fact was, the chief priests planned to kill Lazarus too, because many Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him on account of Lazarus. The Gospel of the Lord. The poet Emily Dickinson on words. A word is dead when it is said, some say. I say it just begins to live that day. But what life does it convey? What life do our words convey? Judas, it turned out, was not who his words said he was. His words indicate concern for the poor. Evidently, he knew all the right words to say, but his heart was not where his words were. Do our words match with who we are? Do we honestly speak from our inner truth? The novelist Ernest Hemingway declares, "All our words from loose using have lost their edge." Some words get used so much that they no longer convey their original meaning. About 15 years ago, the word beautiful was overused. Today's overused word is incredible. It is incredible how often people use incredible. How careful are we of the words we use? Have they lost their edge? Words are probably the most critical way we have of expressing who we are. Of course, as the old saying goes, actions speak louder than words. But when words and actions match, what a powerful witness they convey. Do our words match with who we are? Do our words come from the depth of ourselves where we dwell with God? Do our words match the Word of God that we are? We are not only encircled by God's presence. God dwells within us, springing up from within our depths. It is easy, however, to miss God's presence in the humdrum of our lives. And we become so filled with the voices and noises all around us that the inner voice, the Word of God in us, gets buried. God within us is ever bringing us to greater life, urging us toward life in abundance. Judas lived face to face with Jesus. Yet he missed that call to life. He missed it because his focus was elsewhere. On what are we so focused that we miss the voice of God within us? During this Holy Week, may we welcome more silence into our lives in order to focus on Jesus, the Word living within us, calling us to greater life.